On this episode, you're going to find out everything you need to do before your shoot day arrives.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
What's up? What's up? Hi, and thank you for joining us right here at Video Marketing Mastery. That's right. You heard Leah Brandon say my name in the open. This is Todd Hartley. I'm the CEO and founder of Wirebuzz. When it comes to video marketing and video production, experts prepare, plan, and then execute. And rookies and amateurs, well, they just wing it and fly by the seat of their pants. So on this episode, I want to bring you behind the scenes so you understand the type of preparation that goes into place to make sure that your video project is not only right on point, but develops a really strong ROI. So let's break down in this episode what you need to do before your shoot day arrives. And that's why I'm joined right now by Annette Mattern, Wirebuzz's Director of Initiatives. Hey, Annette.
Hi.
You know, this is a really important topic that companies need to understand before they get knee deep in a video project. And in my experience, most marketers just wing these things. So let's start at the very beginning. Tell me what you do at Wirebuzz and your background here with us.
Well, I work with clients who are trying to get focused on marketing messages specifically to take their business to the next level. I do have some background in healthcare, so I tend to work mostly with those types of clients to help focus on a message or to convey a new offering to their users, to the public, to help them rebrand if that's something that they want to do. A lot of this comes down to conveying, telling their story through a video.
And it seems like there are really important things that need to happen as you lead up and prepare for a video shoot. What are the things that you need to do to plan for a successful video shoot? And when I say you, what I really mean is you and a client together.
The video sounds like that's the most important part, but it's only ever going to be as good as how well you prepare for it.
Right.
And in the case of business-oriented or commercial videos, it's very, very essential that at the very beginning, you know exactly what the role of this video is going to be. You have to have clarity between the client and yourself about where it's going to be used, what its purpose is, why the client's investing in this video, what are the ways that it's going to be deployed. Everything about this vehicle needs to be understood and planned for so that when the video is produced, it's not only achieving all of those goals, but it's doing it in the best possible way at the optimal cost for the client, and that it has the elements to be highly successful for the longest period of time.
Okay, good. So all those elements are important. They're actually vital to know before you get out on the shoot. And most of the time, I don't see people taking that type of care to make sure that they really get their head around a project. In a moment when we talk about scripting, I'm going to bring up a story that literally just happened today. And it's typical that happens with clients all the time. Why is it important to define the video's goals and the requirements before you get out on location? Why is that important?
Well, for example, there may be some elements that are important to telling the story that need to be researched in advance. There might be, if there's someone who's going to be interviewed in the telling of the story, knowing as much as you can before you're conducting that interview will allow you to get to those questions. Sometimes people who are on camera are just speaking extemporaneously, and they may not hit on all three critical elements of a product or of their business, or they may miss something that is highly important in their value proposition. And so it's really important to have those things well thought out in advance, agreed upon with the client, and then go into an actual interview before you start making the big investment of shooting the video. You need to know where you're going.
You know, as you're talking, I just realized that I met you while I was interviewing you. right?
Right.
And it's so funny that this comes up because I really just met you. And then just a few moments later, you were in front of the camera. We were doing an interview. I had to do what I'm recommending that people don't do. Well, right? But this is like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
We just winged it.
Yeah. Well, it brings up another interesting point for the person being interviewed. So if you're sitting in the chair of the speaker, I had a fair amount of media training because of my former jobs. And I was told once, always answer the question you wish they asked you, not the question they asked you. You may not have known exactly what to ask me because we had just met a few moments before because you didn't know all of my background.
Right.
But I knew what messages I needed to deliver in that interview,
right,
regardless of whether you asked me.
Right? It's so funny. All right. So if it's an interview, you really want to know, like, you know, is this interview scripted, right? Are we trying to hit very specific key sound bites and talking points that need to be captured? Why is that important?
Well, for example, if this is going to be a very short interview, you have, let's say, 30 seconds to get a commercial on the air.
Sure.
You need to get your business proposition clearly identified, out there quickly, and articulately. So those are times when you want to have a good idea of what those sound bites are. We do this, this, and this, and that's the business proposition that we're making to our clientele. Or if you are working with something that is highly technical, scientific, something that may have some regulatory implications, you can't be just about right. You have to be really right. And so that's another time when you want to have things very, very clearly defined, know exactly where those lines are. And another point is that you really need to know how long this video is going to be. People tend to just kind of jabber along when they're talking casually, especially if they're comfortable, and they may not get to the point. So you want them to have thought out ahead of time what the main things are. I always ask an interviewer this, you know, at the end of this interview, what are the three things that you want people to remember? Because they're not going to remember everything. And so those are the big takeaways that, regardless of how this discussion goes, they need to make sure we hit those points clearly.
All right. So, you know, it's so smart that you bring this up. And for those of you listening along, the reason Annette's sitting with me right now is, and we're doing this interview together, is because Annette's the very best at detailing out what's going to happen on a shoot and being very organized and succinct. And everybody here, well, we've gone through this so many times that we have a very systematic way of making sure that all the information that we need to be successful when we get on location is on our pre-production sheet for our shoot day. And maybe the easiest way to explain it is, if the final video is going to be tightly scripted, we have that script that's already pre-approved and written that's available to us when we get out on location, right? So there's no guesswork.
Right.
And we also have the shot list of what we want to accomplish. So when we go to do our B-roll, we check off those just like we're doing a movie, right?
Right.
But then not every shoot is tightly scripted. So in those cases, what we do, like a soundbite list of bullet points that we need to get. But those bullet points, really, if you want to know how we dissect this, it's kind of like a skeleton. And the skeleton is going to get us from the head to the toe, from point A to point Z. And inside there are the bullet points that are going to get us there that we need to accomplish. And then everything else just kind of happens organically. Is that fairly accurate?
Yes. And, you know, it reminds me of the old adage, the harder you work, the luckier you get.
Mm-hmm.
So before I go into an interview with anyone, I do as much background research as I can on that individual.
Right.
If there are other videos that they've done, I want to see them. I want to know what their style is. I want to know how they breathe. I want to know what their delivery mechanism is. How comfortable are they? What is their phraseology like? Then I also want to know what their background is. If this is someone who is a scientist, then I want to know what their area of specialty is, because that will give me a better, more intelligent question.
Mm-hmm.
If they're someone who is, say, a celebrity, What is their connection to this subject that we're interviewing them on? Sometimes you don't have access to a lot of that information. So the pre-call with that individual is really helpful to just get a sense of who are they as a person. We're having a conversation and it's my job to get the very best input from that person in the most cogent way to help them tell their story in a way that others can understand it, and also to ultimately meet the goal of the video. I mean, you can have a great time talking to someone, but if we haven't hit the mark on what our paying client is looking for, it was a great afternoon, but we wasted a lot of money.
Oh, that sure makes me feel foolish. You know, it's like, in my mind, the pre-production is all designed so when that client sees the final video, it's exactly what they already pictured in their head and better.
Right.
And today I was on a call. A new client had asked if we could go out and film in maybe 3 days, including the weekend, in San Diego. And we asked about, well, where's their script? Because we want to know where they are in the process, because they mentioned that they did have a loose script. Where are they in the scripting process? Because really the first thing we like to do is we like to get our hands on that script so we can be part of their success. And when we do that, we hand it off to Annette, who runs our scripting team. Why is that important to have that script tightly buttoned down before? Talk to me about that. And before you do that, you should know that the people that wanted to send us in 3 days to San Diego to film were like, we'll just do the script when we get back. And to me, all I heard were red alert sounds, like, you know, pump the brakes. Nobody's right. Going anywhere. We're not spending anybody's money.
Whoa, Nelly.
So why do we have to get, exactly, why do we have to get that script tightened down before anybody gets out there?
Well, the script is the story.
Right.
We need to know what story we're telling, because we're storytellers.
Right.
Whether it's a story about a product or a company or a family or whatever it is a story. And we also have a lot of limitations. There are cost limitations, there are time limitations. Videos can't go on forever. We're not going to spend an hour and a half telling a story of a family who's gone through some kind of tragedy or experience. We're going to tell it in a very concise way, because those are the videos that are going to be seen. Those are the videos that are going to be shared and viewed, and people will go back to again and again, because they're interesting, they're compelling, they're to the point, and they're just like a sweet spot. That's mm-hmm. what we want. We always want the sweet spot. So the only way to get that is to know ahead of time what you need to get. It's almost like a game show where the clock starts and you need to get that story formulated. You need to get it shaped. You need to get the emotion of it. You need to get all of the different dimensions. Who is a part of that story? What are the most salient points about the story? And then what are the ahas? Somebody's going to watch this video and go, aha, now I will what? What are they going to do as a result of having had the experience of seeing this video? That has to be part of the planning. Otherwise, you may not get it. You might get lucky, but you can't count on it. So you need to know. You need to know that when somebody sees this story about this family, they're going to, after those 2 or 3 minutes, they're going to say, you know what? That means I really should be doing something. And that's what we're trying to get to. And you can't get there unless you plan to get there.
All right. So you and I were just in Dallas a couple of weeks ago. We were at a client's event and we saw one of our videos being presented at their event. And somebody who works for the client said, when I saw the video completed and we worked on it for a while with you, Annette, and I saw that video playing, I was crying. Right?
Right.
And how did that make you feel, knowing that you put in all that front work to make sure when they saw it on display day, it evoked the right emotions?
Well, my heart was filled with joy because, you want that on every project and you hope that you get close to that. You hope that somehow someone looks at it and says those kinds of words that, you know, this is exactly what we wanted. Or a lot of times they don't know what they want.
Right.
And so it's up to us to help shape that,
yeah.
to help them, to give them that vision. And so it's very, very gratifying because you know that that's going to be extremely effective in their work. And this is a client of ours who works in the healthcare space, and their mission is to save lives. And when you think that some small piece that you developed with the client is going to help them explain how they can save lives, that's so powerful.
Sure is. It sure is. And it touches a really sweet place and people react to it. And that's really the power of storytelling, wrapping their brand into that. Now, if a video follows a script, or let's say a video follows, instead of a script, it follows a skeleton and some bullet points, there's a call to action. Why is all that important to be approved by the stakeholders before you even get to the shoot?
Well,
and by the stakeholders, for those who are listening, the stakeholders in this situation would be like our clients' supervisors, right? So right. Why is it important for the primary decision makers to have already approved the storyboards and the scripts before you get out on location?
There are a couple of important stakeholders. You know, one is going to be whoever manages the budget. You never want to surprise that person.
Right. Right? Nobody likes surprises.
Right. It could be a nice surprise, but quite often managers, upper management does not like surprises. Yeah. The other stakeholder is going to be any kind of legal or regulatory. You know, we're in an environment now where just about everything, it's not only in the medical field, but just about everyone is going to have some kind of controls, mm-hmm. whether it's the attorneys saying you can or cannot say that, whether it's the logo cops or the branding people or whoever has the business disciplines and responsibility for the risk management, they need to approve as well. You don't want to invest a lot of money into something and have someone come back and say 3/4 of what you said we can't use because you overstepped here and you misrepresented there. And we don't know. We're just gathering information, but it may be that the storyteller, the person who was speaking, may not have known where the boundaries were. So typically in a business video production such as this, we will ask for someone from the client side who is there to speak for where those lines are. Can't cross that line. Oh, can you say this again? But this time don't say, you know, we're the only ones, those kinds of things. So that's another important point, mm-hmm. is to really engage the client representative in the production process so that you don't invest time, money, and effort in something that is not going to be useful.
Yeah, I have found that if you bring in the key stakeholders and allow them to look at it, they will often help you shape that video or the script so it meets long-term objectives for the company too. I mean, it's also part of that, like that value of being able to have another eye to massage in. And a lot of our clients have regulatory issues. So by having the right teams looking at it, make sure that you don't have to apologize for anything later on down the road.
Right.
Now, look, let's talk about video B-roll for a moment. I think it's really important to already know what your story is going to visually look like. And that's the power of not just the script, but also the storyboard. And to already plan in advance what the B-roll is like, talk to me about when you're preparing for a shoot, you know, how do you visualize these elements that you need to capture to take this shoot from being something that's impactful to something that's actually stunning and, you know, making a change or inspiring the audience to do something? And for those of you who are just listening on, when I say B-roll, to just define it for you, if you don't know, B-roll is that supportive footage that you use that while the person is talking to the camera, you cut away and you're actually showing what they're talking about. So it could be lab footage or at a factory or watching the CEO or the expert going out and walking the factory with his team. Why is that important to have a shot list like that, Annette?
Well, First of all, if you think about the example that you just used, if you were listening to the head of GM talking about the newest cars coming out, the most boring part of that will be watching the head of GM talking about the newest cars coming out.
Because it's really just his head.
It's a guy. Right? Exactly. He's a guy and he's talking and the rest is up to your imagination. So the B-roll, or I call it the background role, is going to be what those new cars look like, or the designers, or the changes in the interior, or the people driving the car. So giving the viewer an opportunity to really see what you're talking about, not just hear. So that makes it much more engaging. It also allows you to use the power of video to tell that story, because right now it's only the person talking that's painting the picture. But if you're in video, you want to be painting the picture. You want the picture. You want the people that are working on it, developing it and shining up the car and seeing it drive and do all of those things. You want to feel it. You want to see it. You want to be in it. And it's the same regardless of what the story is. If it's a story about a family, you don't want just mom talking about, and this happened and this happened and this happened. You want to see the children. You want to know who they are. You want to see them playing. You want to see whatever it is that is compelling about their story, and you become engaged in it.
Because that brings the story to life.
Right.
All right, Annette. So that's a lot of really good information. Let's get a little bit more practical, down into the nitty gritty of how you prepare for a shoot. Give me some real tangible examples.
Well, one of the biggest hurdles we run into is that people don't realize how much equipment is required for a shoot. They may think that you can just drop in with a camera and roll some footage in their office or in their kitchen or, you know, out in the courtyard. And there are lots of technical and other elements that are required.
Like, for example, we roll in with maybe 1,200 pounds of equipment.
Right.
And we're like Southwest Airlines' best friends because, you know, they say, like, your bags don't fly free. Well, ours is a whole different story.
Yeah. Yeah. And so there are lots of things involved in that. One is, first of all, if you're doing a shoot someplace other than your own office, which is usually the case, you need to make sure you have everything for the shoot. So for every shoot, we plan out every piece of gear that we need. We know where we're going to be shooting, if it's going to be in a rainy environment, is it going to be in a sunny environment? All of those things impact the kind of equipment that we take, how many people are on the crew. We shoot with multiple cameras. And so we have some people that are shooting more close up, some that are shooting at a farther away. Sometimes we need someone else who is shooting B-roll. And then we have the interviewer. Sometimes if they're complicated shoots, we might need an extra crew to manage lighting and all of the other elements. So that's one important thing, the planning just to get there. Once we're on site, we need to have, we have to find the right shoot location. And this is also, it's a very big challenge because it needs to be a place that's going to be quiet unless you're just shooting B-roll. So sometimes it sounds great to just be shooting out in a park or in a, you know, an office environment. Not so simple. I mean, I remember one shoot where the only space that we had was in a hall above the entry. This is in a historic building out in San Francisco, and the space that was allocated to us was right on top of registration. And every time the luggage mover brought somebody's luggage in, and you could hear this ba-boom, ba-boom through every single interview. And we had geneticists from around the world that had flown in for the shoot.
Annette, I had a shoot where we were filming experts from all over the world in this room, and right below us was the band Korn that was warming up to play that night in Las Vegas. So we had to actually break every time they started playing. Whenever they'd take a break, we would start up again. So knowing the space and understanding how that the other areas around it are going to be used are vital.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just as a footnote, to your point, expect the unexpected. I mean, you just have to keep your head together and keep your cool. We just had another one a couple of weeks ago where in the middle of the founder of the company speaking, and there came the window washers. We had taken every precaution. We had done every single thing, cleared the floor. Everybody had, you know, do not talk signs, everything. And there came the window washers. So you have to roll with it. You have to be able to keep your subject cool. You cannot lose your temper or lose your cool, because it's your job to keep the client cool and recover as well as possible. I think the other thing that's really important is to prepare the people who are going to be interviewed. So a lot of things that we try to do, even if it's B-roll, if we're going to be in a laboratory, we always send something in advance saying, this is a company, we write this for the client, for them to send to their employees. Wirebuzz is going to be in the office next week. They're going to be filming this. You may want to know during this and this time, they're going to be in your space. They're experienced at working in these kinds of environments, so it will not hopefully be disruptive. But just so people know, it might be the day that they decided, you know, not to wash their hair, and they would have appreciated to know that. It depends on the client style, but we will either ask if everyone needs to sign a release or not. So you want to have that up front. You want to have that very clear. Does your company require this? And if so, here's some samples that we have. Do you need to get that through your legal? You don't want to be deciding after the fact and then not be able to use some footage because you didn't get releases. So those are really important. The other thing we always have water with us on site. It's something that people don't really think about, but you get very dry mouth when you're being interviewed, a little bit of nerves going on there. So you want people to be able to take a moment, you know, get clear. Sometimes they need that break just to get their head together.
All right. Those are all really important. The one last thing that I don't think we've mentioned that I think takes a video from being a solid 6 to being a 10 is having a makeup person available on location, dedicated for that shoot. Walk me through that. And most people want to push back on the price, right? But when they see the finished, really the people on camera look awesome.
Well, they do look awesome. The other thing is that many people perform better.
When they feel good?
They feel better. Yes, yes. And I'll say this because I am a woman, but I know that women would prefer right. to have a professional makeup artist come. You don't want someone thinking about, you know, is my mascara running, or
are people going to judge me by how I look?
Right. If you feel like you look your best that day, you will give a better interview. The other thing I will tell you about makeup artists is, I always let them know ahead of time that what is the style of this interview?
Yep.
What is the style of this video? These are professional women, so we don't want them to look like this is not a glam thing, or whatever the tone is. You need to let them know that they are they're fulfilling that role, and then during the shoot, what is their job? Is their job to be working on somebody else, or is it to be watching the monitor so that they can make adjustments during the shoot? So, and it differs from shoot to shoot. So it's really important for everybody on the crew to know who is in charge, who's making decisions, what are the requirements. If somebody's running behind, you need to make up that time. You know, we set aside an hour for makeup, and somebody arrived late, you need to still be finished at the end of that hour.
Right.
And so those are the things that are really important to keeping clarity, organization, minimizing surprises, making your subject uncomfortable, and getting a good product at the end.
If your brand or your product, your service is about quality, you have to make sure that your employees or whoever you're putting on camera representing you feels that quality. And skipping on an important detail like hair and makeup ends up showing in the way that they present themselves. And I think it also diminishes the overall quality of that video. I did 8,000 videos before I ever got involved with hair and makeup. And whenever, and I'll be totally candid with you, whenever I showed the videos to women, they were disappointed.
Yeah.
And not wanting to participate in the future ones, or didn't want to share it with their friends, or were upset that it was on the site. I mean, this was at the beginning of my career. And then hair and makeup became, because I was dealing with really small budgets. In fact, I didn't have a budget for most of the things I was doing back then. But then when I opened up my own company, things, I put a line item in there, and I start to see that not only is the on-camera talent feel great about themselves, but it shows in their confidence. And then when you see the finished product, because when people put their own makeup on, they're adjusting for normal everyday lighting. But when you get in front of a camera and you've got hot lights on you, that's what the makeup artists, where their real magic comes in, and the end video looks spectacular.
Right, right. And yes, I do remember that about my first video with you.
I had no budget.
I still cringe when I see it. I want to just share with you something else that I find very gratifying when I'm conducting an interview. First of all, I try to establish rapport with the person in the chair.
Right.
Okay. And hopefully we've met before. Most of the time that's the case. Sometimes, you get a surprise, like, Dr. Jones didn't show, so here's Dr. Smith, right, and go for it. But I do try to establish that rapport. I also let them know right at the outset, I am here for you.
Right.
I am here to present you in the best possible light. This is not the 5 o'clock news. I'm here to help you tell your story. I'm here for you to have an opportunity to focus on the things that you think are most important. And if you ever need to stop or start over, this is perfectly fine. So I want them to feel safe and comfortable and confident. I want them to know that if they need to make an adjustment, that we are here to do that for them. Then I may ask a series of questions and delve as much as I can into what I believe the key points are. But at the very end of every single interview, regardless of who it is, I always ask them, is there anything that I've missed? Is there any other part of your story that you think is important? Please share that with me. And it's really amazing. Sometimes you get the most poignant, something that maybe was in the back of their heads. Maybe it's been forming while they've been talking, and somehow it wasn't on those list of 10 or 12 or 20 questions that I thought of ahead of time. And it can be brilliant.
I'm so happy to hear you say that, because before you came along, I had to do the interviews, and I follow that same exact path. When I'm a person conducting the interview, the person I'm interviewing, we're a team. And I established that right at the beginning. I let them know they're in charge. You and I are going to be working together. This is not adversarial. There's not a single gotcha question in this group. And if at any time you want to start over, you think you can say it better a second time, then we're going to do it again until we're all really comfortable with it. And the beauty of that is that they realize that they're not being set up to fail. They're being set up to shine. And that's a wonderful rapport to build, right?
Right.
Gosh, thank you so much for doing that. That means a lot to know that you do that, because that's really about caring about the individual and making sure that they're in a great place to be their best, right?
Right, right. And really, that's what this is about. It's about getting authentic, really genuine insights, and that's what will make a video great.
Wow, that's beautiful. Okay, we learned a lot in this interview. She's Annette Mattern. She's our director of initiatives, because she takes initiative to make sure that that video is awesome, by doing all the right planning at the very beginning. And that's what it takes to create a great video for a business that achieves a very specific goal online. Annette, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me.
It was a lot of fun. Now, In summary, this episode is perfect for when you're preparing for your video shoot, the elements you need to have in place, the value of having makeup and making sure that you know where everything is in the process, you know, on your shot list and what B-roll you need to be and how to organize your time while you're there on location. So it's my hope that this episode gave you a really good idea of why you need to start with strategy first, how you define your video goals and your requirements. If it isn't an interview and it's scripted, what are the key sound bites or talking points and how to prepare for those? You know, it's not easy to pull together the right elements that you need before your shoot. And that's why at Wirebuzz, we created a free checklist for the listeners of this podcast where you can get all your video production, pre-production elements in a very smart workflow the first time. It's always cheaper if you do it right the first time. Pre-production workflow is available for you at wirebuzz.com/pre-production. It's a little tricky. Wirebuzz.com/pre, that's pre-production. All right, if you want to get access to the show notes for this episode, you go to wirebuzz.com/22. It's easy to remember. It's if you don't do your prep and follow what Annette says, you find yourself in a dilemma or difficult circumstances of which there's really no escape. You've placed yourself in a catch-22. Wirebuzz.com/22. If this podcast was valuable to you, please go to iTunes and subscribe and leave a really honest rating and review. And when you subscribe, you should know that we'll release a new podcast once a week on
Thursday.
On Thursday, that's right. That's when our new episodes come out. And I will continue to do my job, which is to cover this topic better than anybody else, to bring the biggest names in digital marketing and content marketing and in video to this podcast. So, oh, by the way, you should know that we've already recorded some really big rock stars and their episodes will be coming up on a
Thursday.
On a Thursday, that's right. I will make sure that this information is super valuable to you because when you get into that conference room, and you're around the table with your colleagues and they're talking about what you should be doing with your marketing plans, you will already know that video gets the best results and you'll already be a video marketing master.